Well, you're in charge, well, you can.
I'm in charge of
you know about the extension.
I see.
I don't get anything with this work.
Father's going to dig it out. And then, aren't you?
I'm going to dig out the phone. Well, that was what we were speaking about before.
Is it a big
whether
area?
Whether Alan wants to dig himself or no, I don't care, but he might not have the time, you see.
Well, this is it.
And, I mean, it'd just be a Sunday job. You would do that, no bother, on a Sunday.
Aye.
Or a Saturday. Take a Saturday.
Oh, aye.
Depends how it lands.
So, and then with the see about the base course, there's a stone goes round outside the base course of the house.
Mm-hmm.
And there's a guy in Fife that does stone. And
he cuts it up with a big saw.
Mm-hmm.
Great big diamond tooth saw, and he marks the stones with that, you see.
Uh-huh.
So they've got to be special stones to.
Well, you would have to try and get something to match if it's here, but then the stone that's on this house is old and withered.
Aye.
You would hit a curb around him a bit to see if it colour it was.
It's going to take a few years before it blends in.
It'd be a long time before it blends in with the original.
Does this man come up here to do this?
No,
you just send him a drawing with the size of the stones on it.
And he'll get the story.
And he's access to a heap of steam.
Oh, I see.
Oh,
yep.
Yeah.
He would just, I suppose that this stuff will have come for 3 miles or something.
It could
hit in that, you see.
Mm-hmm.
Which is over at Berby.
Oh, it's a quarry at Berby?
Yeah. There's a lot of stone.
There's a big, great big, must have been an offer. Buildings come into that that quarry because it's a fair big hole. It just goes into the side of the hill again. It doesn't get down, it goes into the side of the hill.
Uh-huh.
And the quarry out there for a long, long time.
There's a lot of the houses in Stoney built with this stone.
Stonehaven.
Down Harbour and that.
Berby, there's another quarry over at St. Cyrus, quarry, again for Bert Mason used to be.
Oh, aye.
Quarryfield.
Aye.
Well, it was called Quarryfield because there was a big quarry there, no?
Oh, that's
and it, the same, Seema Rock, Rack Dune. And there was another one somewhere else, but I can't make far that was.
Well, you have to hear it. I mean, it would look odd if it was other stones that was on it.
Ah, it would.
But it depends on the cost.
Aye.
As is a bit. So, if it's going to come a while with a scary price, well.
Yeah.
It's. I know it well. It'll be a no go, and we'll have to go down the precast route and get them made in precast, which is cement, concrete. With colour.
And make it look much the same.
But then the Scottish Heritage Lodge are very keen at concrete.
Where?
We have to be in a listed building, you see.
Uh-huh.
But the table and the gable can be made in concrete.
The architect says it's unlikely they'll ever come and look.
So do you live near here yourselves?
How far is it?
2 miles
down
the road. Yeah.
Towards
Longs Kirk. I stay in the Rose now.
Right, yeah.
We have a wife and 2 kids.
Mm-hmm.
I had the kids from Friday night till...
Till 12
years
ago?
Just not very long ago. Took them home. They were good. They're 3 and 4.
Yeah.
So they're quite... They have their moments.
Have their moments.
As you would say. But they were quite good. Quite happy to stay.
Yeah.
So they're both at the well, Lee's away to a party now in Montrose. All his mates.
Mm-hmm.
Well his
the kids go to nursery.
Mm-hmm.
He goes to every day.
Mm-hmm.
So they've all in parties every now and again. There's another party, and you to buy a present, and never ended.
Yeah.
Well, but it's.
But I think they're all just having one party doing it. It seems to be just.
They all go to the sports centres or leisure centres or something with this. Parties now, and it saves mother and father a lot of work.
Yeah, it used to be a lot of work happening at home.
Ah, well, and them running out of the place. And
yeah.
Oh, dear. I mean, they're not doing any harm, but it's quite a strain watching where they are. Well, they've more freedom in this centre.
Yeah.
You know, they've much more freedom.
Mm-hmm.
Bouncy castles and all that stuff.
Yeah.
Aye. Right.
So is it a farm you live on?
Small farm.
Just a little place, 50 acre.
Uh-huh.
My brother-in-law was doing yesterday, bobbing up. I grew second generation seed last year, and that's all right for sowing another year. So he was doing, we were bobbing up barley for him.
Mm-hmm.
With 11 and a half ton.
Uh-huh. Oh,
mm-hmm. No. So that's where we were at yesterday.
So you involved with that too?
I was helping out.
Get a hand.
Yeah.
Bad at the half ton bugs.
It was a fine day for doing it.
Oh, it was fine.
Mm-hmm.
So he'll come and pick it up on Tuesday, he says. So I was trying to mark room, but he'll come doing me a great big tractor now. A great long bogey, and I've been snaring off a lot of room round about the place.
Mm.
I don't know how they're going to turn, actually. So I'll have to wait and see. Because
well,
I'll maybe be there, I'll be working my work.
They'll maybe be there when we come home. Stock.
I'll maybe want them to be there hour long, charging one at a time.
£20
an hour or something.
Mm-hmm. Mm. Oh, but when that long come down? 5 hours come down?
Nah.
No.
50 miles. 55 miles.
45, 50 miles an hour, I think.
Right. Oh, about an hour and a half to come down. An hour to load. And an hour and a half here. So it could be, say, 4 or 5 years.
Stuck. They'll stock you.
You're not into a stock.
Oh, will they?
Oh, well, but the spring's coming.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Daffodils are all coming out.
The snowdrops are past.
Mm-hmm.
They're all finished.
Mm-hmm. We also are past it. They're going past.
Saw some primroses from the train.
Right.
Mm-hmm. You still got a few wild ones.
Mm-hmm.
Did you come up to Montrose?
Yeah.
The station at Montrose.
Mm-hmm. The rice picking week's open in Lawrence Kirk station.
So you'll maybe get off in Lawrence Kirk the next time. We have a while yet though,
is
it?
There
was in the paper they were speaking about 2007.
No,
but the Lawrence Kirk community or whoever is to do it, they were hoping it would be sooner than that.
Mm-hmm. So is it just waiting to be open for us?
Oh no, there'd be a bit of work to do before they go. Can they wrapped up all the platforms and nothing? You see, there's no platforms on the south side.
Mm-hmm.
Don't know why we are together.
Mm-hmm.
And but the buildings for the north side, the buildings are still there. Again, the ticket office and all that thing. But the Tinawa, the big steams that formed the side of the platform.
Okay.
So they'll have to reinstate some of that before they can.
But if you cut, they'll have a bit of bridge here, because you'll never be able to walk. If you get off on the south side, you're not going to be able to walk up.
No, the idea is that, Edward drew up something, plan for it, for a car park was going to be, and all the rest of it. And there was going to be a path down for the bridge, doing the opposite side.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah?
Oh, aye.
No. So they wouldn't have had to put a bridge over. They would just use the road bridge. Because he had to deal with that. Oh, he's been trying to get this thing underway for years. And him and Bodsky and Norman Bodsky, the solicitor, can't mind all the folk that's in that. They kind of formed a little group when they were.
It's a lot of folk
trying to get this station opened again.
Yeah, there's a lot of folk go to Aberdeen to work. So
they were even.
Whether they would use it, that's a different story.
There's folk travels from Brechin to Montrose every day to catch the train for Aberdeen.
Oh, right.
Really?
Aye, so they were wanting folk to say that they would use the Lawrence Gift station, you see.
Mm-hmm.
And a lot of this Brechin folk they found out that would them get them in throws, so they were asking them if they would come up to Lawrence Gift, because it's dual car as well, they want Lawrence Gift.
Mm-hmm.
And it would be quicker coming to Lawrence Gift and get them in throws.
Ah, because the road's nice and good.
So when there were folk, say, a boy over the Cairn Mount who ging into Aberdeen to catch the train to Gingsooth. So they thought, well, it'd be quicker coming over the Cairn and getting a long skip.
Mm-hmm.
All that kind of things have been deemed through hand, and I think they've swung the thing in favour of opening the station.
That's good.
And it used to be a brass station, it used to win all the prizes for the best kept gate borders and all this. But it was closed in, well, Beeching, for was it? 68?
Yes.
1968.
Because I saw they were going to open the one from Edinburgh down to the borders that came.
Because
that was another one that went down. I think they tore up the lines on that one, so that'd be a job.
This is the trouble, you see, if they've done all that, it's a lot of work putting it back again.
There used to be a railway right up the east side, you see, but they did away with all that. And I'm sure nowadays it would have been a great tourist attraction going back up the east side with a train.
Well, they were on about trying to get something done about it.
But
then, and even Ellen got torn up, and it should never have gotten torn up. Peter Heedling, it should never have been torn up. Because, I mean, there's enough of folk. You see the queue in that road going from Ellen into Bridgedore. That was the tail for about 12 miles.
Yeah.
Every morning.
Aye.
Yeah, it doesn't make sense, does it?
No, it ain't now, there was a lot of railway lines weren't they used enough.
No, this is
If somebody had a right thing to ourselves, well, we could deal with a certain amount of them and keep this arteries again. We're not going to be driving motor cars.
There was Ian get racked up
and then
running
out of space.
Yeah, there's going to be petrol free all of them.
Well, they're speaking about this bypass and Aberdeen and all thing, but they've been a lot of discussions about that because then again, where they're going to put the road.
Well, the Aubrey that is in the path of this thing are up against it, you see.
King's Wells, especially, they don't
And the developers, they all want it. Because since there's a road through, they'll start building houses around about it.
It opens up a great lot of land for development.
And then shove the green belt far out.
Yeah.
And then need another bypass. Because Anderson Drive used to be the bypass in Aberdeen. There is one group that have suggested, there's an engineer has suggested that the make a tunnel right through below the harbour and out the other side. And it would probably work out cheaper than carving up by the countryside for stone right through to.
Well, it's not going to be stone, it's going to be put poor leather.
Aye, but the zine was planned for stone.
By a road over? Was it?
That was one of the options.
I think the three options.
Five?
Is it? Oh, I didn't ken that.
5 options?
I thought it was just three options. But then, of course, everybody doesn't know what, I mean, certainly wanting this road to be going past that door.
No.
There was a debate about it in Radio Scotland on Friday, and I was sitting, driving my digger and listening to all this carry on about all the bad things and all the good things about this bypass, and there was more bad things than there was good things.
Mm-hmm.
You get this?
It's really badly needed.
Ah,
it was. It's a nightmare trying to get. But then a lot of cities are the same nowadays.
Mm.
So much traffic.
Well, Edinburgh, I mean.
Yes.
It was terrible.
Yeah. But they just voted against congestion charges.
Did they?
Yeah.
Oh, right.
Because they were going to, you know, put a ring around the centre and you had to pay to go in.
Well, they were pushing the buses. I mean, we were down there for a week's holiday,
mm-hmm.
and they were really pushing bus travel then.
Mm-hmm.
Well, there was only X amount of money, I can't remember what it was, to get in, to take the bus into Edinburgh.
When we bid at a caravan site, Sutha, it was St. Buzzles. And we took the bus into Edinburgh.
No, it was when we were staying at, what's the, Musselburgh?
Musselburgh, that's far.
Mm-hmm. As far as we were. It was Musselburgh, there was a caravan site there, and we took the bus into Edinburgh for the day.
Aye.
And back out again. It was easier than, well, a lot of places are like that now. It's really easier than taking the car.
Yeah.
Because, well, when you're not very sure of car parks are where they are.
Well, there is big car parks in the centre of Edinburgh. We've been in one of them. But it costs a fortune.
Well, yeah. The disincentive.
Mm-hmm. I suppose Glasgow will be the same.
It's not as congested as Edinburgh.
No.
Because
no.
The layout's more logical.
Uh-huh.
You know, it hasn't.
The roads round about Glasgow.
Yeah, there's more room to pit roads.
And there's a grid plan, so you can have one-way streets more easily than you can in Edinburgh. You know, the mound is a huge bottleneck. It's beyond planning.
When the first time we went, I went through Edinburgh, I got up a one-way street. Was you?
Oh, that's right. It was a Sunday.
Oh my goodness gracious, what a place.
But there was a bobby, wasn't there?
That's a long time ago. I was a bobby. He just laughed and when he realised we were
country
yokels. They just laughed and he put us on our way.
Mm-hmm.
Well,
no days would book you.
Probably.
No scruples at all. Okay, and they were going on the TV about all these cars that get clamped and everything. Folk were saying they didn't give you a chance.
Mm.
You know, they just. If you're where you're not supposed to be, you just get clamped. But I suppose they have to stick to some kind of rules.
Mm.
But I think they're a bit hard on folk, really.
They don't give you a second chance.
No, they don't.
No.
Well, this woman, she says, 2 minutes I was, she says. 2 minutes. They didn't give you 2 minutes.
No.
Sitting ready to punch.
Yes.
Well, I suppose that's what they're paid for, isn't it?